Reading tons of uninformative and useless PLA articles while listening to RBCP ramble on about irrelevant topics on the phone show has wasted my life. I have gained over 270 pounds while sitting here at the computer, but I must admit that I all owe it to the PLA. Fish Freak. In 1994, while living at Portland, Oregon, I regularly shopped at a large chain of stores known as Fred Meyer. If you don't live in the Northwest, you may have never heard of them, but they're about the equal vein of a super Walmart. It was primarily a department and grocery store, and there wasn't much you couldn't find at a Fred Meyer. I shopped there often, and it was a nice chain of stores, but that didn't stop what I did to them. During the time this incident happened, all of the employees at Fred Meyer were on some kind of union strike, so there were temporary employees walking in the stores, and the strikers lounged around in front of the store, holding signs and trying to get cars to honk at them. The fact that none of the regular employees were working just added to the chaos, which made it even more fun for me. We always hoped that everyone would speculate that the workers were somehow responsible for what happened. My girlfriend and I were walking around the Fred Meyer located at the Gateway Shopping Center, and eventually got separated as she went off to find something she needed. After walking around for 20 minutes and finding no sign of her, I decided to pick up one of the store phones and just page her to where I was standing. The store phones were located on posts every few aisles for the employees to use. I found the phone in the toy department, and looked at the huge list of different departments they had to choose from, finally finding one for the all-store page listed at 1800. So I dialed 1800 and heard a loud click throughout the store. Then I announced, "Calling card to the toy aisle. Calling card to the toy aisle." While I was waiting for her to arrive, I examined the phone and noticed that all the department numbers were in the same format as the store paging number. They were all 4 digits, and most of them started with the number 1. Electronics was 1296, hardware was 1693, etc. So I wrote down the 2 numbers listed on the front of that phone, and a few department numbers, and the paging extension before Colleen and I went to Burger King for a tasty meal of Whoppers. By the time we finished eating, I'd come up with this really great plan that I was pretty sure wouldn't work, but I knew it wouldn't last until I tried it. The next morning while Colleen was at school, I went back to the same Gateway Fred Meyer to test out my idea. I went to one of the payphones that were located in the store's entrance and made a call inside to the store.
"Fred Meyer Customer Service, how may I help you?"
"Yeah, this is Dave in Electronics," I said. "Could you transfer me to extension 1800? I can't get to work from here."
"Okay, just a minute, please."
For a second, I heard the funky Fred Meyer hold music. Then total silence. I wasn't sure if I was on their overhead paging system or not, so I hit the star button and heard it echo inside the store. I was expecting complete failure with this idea and couldn't believe that it worked. I took a look around the entrance and there were a few people inside with me, so I couldn't really say anything loud for fear of them figuring out what I was up to. So I began playing "Help Me, Rhonda" on the touchtone keypad. #636, #636, something I'd learned to do from watching the movie Short Circuit 2, and I listened as my musical masterpiece echoed throughout the entire store. I couldn't wait any longer for the people in there to leave, so I turned my back to them in a low voice. I said into the phone,
"Fuck you all,"
and other various childish things. Now I got to excuse for the complete lack of creativity with my first Fred Meyer speech, and I realized that a grade schooler could have come up with something better than that. I just didn't have anything planned, and I couldn't speak very loud, and I felt that I'd say something that would hopefully shock or offend the people inside, so I could witness the reactions. I hung up the phone and quickly walked into the store.
Passing by the photo section, I heard a customer explain to an employee, Did you hear that crazy guy? But the employee wasn't too talkative, so that didn't go anywhere. When I got to the deli, things were considerably more active there. A guy in a suit, possibly a manager, was talking to another important-looking guy, and the suit was pissed. I went over to the deli and pretended to look at the menu so I could listen. I was thrilled to hear them talking about me. I heard a few things to the effect of, well, Dan's looking around for him right now, and if I catch that sucker. They thought someone in the store had just picked up a paging phone and done it from inside. Looking past these men, I noticed a few guys patrolling the aisle with two-way radios on their belts. Once things settled down at the store, I got bored and went back home, waiting for Colleen to return from school. That afternoon, I excitedly told Colleen that I had succeeded and wanted to try it again. So I picked up the phone in her room and called the same Fred Meyer again. Again, I got the service desk and asked to be transferred to extension 1800. We heard music for a second, then dead silence. The first thing I yelled into the phone was, "Don't shout Fred Meyer!" That was the slogan that the on-strike employees were using on their signs and shouting at cars, so I thought that would liven up the whole strike thing, and if nothing else, make the local papers. I blasted my Good Morning Vietnam CD into the phone, which starts out with Robin Williams screaming, "Good morning, Vietnam!" and plays the clips of all his best radio stuff, including the foul language and bad jokes. Then we played a few good clips from the Jerky Boys' first cassette and started making random silly pages to different departments of the store. After about 20 minutes, I hung up the phone so I could call myself back and make sure I really was on the paging system and not just talking to myself like an idiot for the past 20 minutes.
"Fred Meyer Customer Service, how may I help you?" Can I have the shoe department, please?" I asked.
"Please hold," she replied.
A few seconds later, Kate from the shoe department picked up her phone.
"Hi, Kate. This is Dan from Center Security. Someone told us that they saw someone playing with your phone there and that they were saying vulgar things on the overhead paging system."
"Oh, no, sir. That wasn't from this phone. They think it was kids in the food aisle. The security guys are looking for them right now."
I thanked her and hung up. Now we knew we were getting through, so I called them back and once again asked the customer service to connect me to extension 1800. By this time, I guess she'd figure out what I was up to because she refused to connect me. I hung up and called back, asking her to connect me to lawn and garden. When the employee answered there, I used the usual ruse and had them connect me to 1800 with no problems. Over the next 2 hours, Colleen and I broadcast whatever we felt like to an audience of probably 100 or so shoppers and employees. We cursed, we told jokes, we made fun of race and religion, and we ordered price checks on sexual items and paged people to departments that didn't even exist. We announced 90% off sales on real and fictitious items. We read children's books, but changed the wording around them to make them as demented and disgusting as possible. We read poetry, played the harmonica, and sang songs. Round of the end of our broadcast, I made a special announcement.
"Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? At this moment, I would like you to direct your attention to the individual working in the lawn and garden. She is the very person who screwed up and allowed us to take over your paging system. Not that brave of an employee, if you ask me, but hey, we're dealing with Fred Meyer, right? So, ma'am, if you haven't been fired yet, thank you, thank you, thank you very much."
Can you imagine the chaos and confusion caused by this? For a full 2 hours, we had complete control of their paging system. For some reason, they couldn't turn it off. They couldn't even turn the volume down. Maybe they didn't know how. They were probably searching the store the entire time for somebody using one of their phones, oblivious to the idea that someone could be doing it from miles away. The managers must have been horrified and frantic during those hours, trying to figure out what to do while dealing with the confused employees and angry customers. For a few days after this, broadcasting silly messages to all the Fred Meyer stores around Portland became our favorite activity, but it didn't take long for Fred Meyer to figure out how we were getting in.
They tried to put a stop to it by alerting all of the employees never to transfer a call to the overhead paging extension. It got harder and harder to get transferred, and finally, impossible. Some of the employees told us that they knew what we were doing and said it could never happen again. That sounded like a challenge. So, Colleen and I went to a Gateway Fred Meyer again and wrote down the extension of a phone number in the middle of a grocery department aisle. I hung out next to that phone while Colleen went to a payphone at the entrance and had her transferred to that extension. I picked up the ringing phone and transferred to 1800 and went back to the payphone to join her. We said a few assorted things into the phone, such as, "Ha ha, we got through, na 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 na." Soon after that, we left, but it worked. A few days later, we called from home and asked to be transferred to the same extension in the grocery department. A stock boy picked up the phone, and we told him exactly what to press. We were broadcasting once again. Apparently, he didn't get the memo. After that night, we became rather bored with the whole idea of taking over their paging system, mostly because we'd run out of material to yell at the customers. And I was a little bummed that none of this ever made the newspapers, which I was sure would happen. Not receiving any press for it didn't give me much motivation to continue. Weeks later, I was hanging around the Portland airport, as I often did, talking on the payphones and using my laptop to dial into bulletin board systems. As I was sitting at a payphone talking to my friend Zach, I noticed some gray phone wires hanging down next to my phone. Reaching under the privacy wall, I found several phone lines which I correctly assumed were the other payphones next to me. We decided to cut the lines and make some three-way phone calls to Fred Meyer stores. Since I didn't have anything to cut with, I walked over to an airport gift shop and stole a pair of fingernail clippers. Back at the phone, I used them to splice up the wires of the phone next to me. I accidentally ended up cutting one of the wires completely in half, which caused the Japanese girl at the phone next to me to look distressed and start yelling into the phone and hang up and walk away to find another phone. I left that side of the wire clipped so nobody could interrupt our phone calls. We ended up with access to another phone too, which I would bridge into our line whenever someone else came to use it, so we could secretly listen to their conversation. Listening to a man enter his calling card made me realize I had found an awesome way to steal calling card numbers. After getting bored with eavesdropping, I used my extra line to call the Fred Meyer store in Beaverton. We had no problem with getting into their overhead paging system and saying whatever we wanted to their employees and customers. We decided it'd be funny to call store security for the Gateway Fred Meyers and laugh at him about our past exploits on their paging system, since that's where most of our antics had taken place. Keep in mind, we're brainstorming all of our wacky ideas and making plans while the audience at the Beaverton store listened carefully to everything we said. I called up Gateway and asked to be transferred to security.
Security, how may I help you?
This is Roy Gerbo from the Oregon newspaper. I was calling concerning the problems you've been having with your paging system.
Well, sir, that's a problem that's been taken care of. What's happening is some kids were dialing from the outside.
The security guy rambled on for a while about the paging system problems at their store and how they've been all taken care of as I continued to ask him questions. Finally, I decided to let him in on the joke.
Sir, are you aware that you're participating in a four-way phone call right now? As we speak, our voices are being echoed throughout the bowels of Fred Meyer's in Beaverton. Now, you say that you're security for Gateway Fred Meyer? Correct?
He went completely silent after that. Then the line clicked, and he'd hung up on us, probably frantically calling the Beaverton store to find out if he really did just conduct a live interview with the pranksters. Then I made an announcement to the Beaverton shoppers.
Yes, shoppers of Fred Meyer's, this is the kind of intelligent people that you're dealing with every day by shopping here.
We hung up immediately and called the Beaverton Fred Meyer to ask the customer service lady if we really were on their system. She verified that we were, so we laughed at her and then asked to be transferred to extension 1800 again, and she told us to please hold.
Security, how may I help you? The voice asked.
No, she must have misunderstood us,
Zach replied.
We didn't want security. We wanted extension 1800 so we could frolic around with your paging system.
Well, sir, I don't think that's going to happen, the security snapped back.
Weeks later, while passing the time at a Clackamas Town Center Mall payphone for one reason or another, I ended up calling security at Gateway Fred Meyer again. A female security lady answered this time, and we ended up having a long conversation together. I told her that I was the one responsible, and she tried to say me by,
I know you are, I have the same number of my caller ID here,
as if she traced my phone call.
Well, man, do you actually think what I did was funny?
No, not at all, actually.
I bet you laughed, though.
Well, yeah, until you started getting vulgar. You really upset quite a few shoppers here.
Colleen, Zach, and I continued to play on the paging systems of Fred Meyer for the rest of that year, until I moved on to Texas, where Fred Meyer didn't exist. No matter how hard they tried to train their employees, we still always managed to slip through occasionally and say whatever we wanted to everyone else in the store. We successfully broadcast at every store in the Portland area several times, and then started doing the same thing in other areas of Oregon and Washington. About a year later, I published this story as a PLA text file on the internet, and suddenly a lot of people were getting into Fred Meyer paging systems and ready to tell me about it. In 1996, Colleen and I moved to Albany, Oregon, and decided to try getting into the paging system there. It worked. It was fun. But then we never bothered to again. Months later, a friend of ours managed to get into the paging system at the nearby Corvallis, Oregon. By the time we moved out of Albany, they seemed to have closed holes in the paging systems because we couldn't get to any of them, no matter how hard we tried. It took them a full 2 years to finally prevent us from ever doing it again. The only thing I could never figure out was, why couldn't they somehow get rid of me when I was on their paging system? Why couldn't they shut off their all-store paging system? Why couldn't they disconnect the speakers or at least turn them down? Why couldn't they pull the plugs on the phone for 2 seconds and put them back in? Why couldn't they just hang up on line two? Many times we stayed for an hour at a time, saying obscene and bizarre things to all the customers in the store, and they appeared completely helpless to stop us. They had to know that we were calling from the outside, especially after we had been doing it for months, but we never got disconnected once we got in. We were on the air until we decided to hang up the phone. It seemed like it would have been an easy thing to kick us off, but apparently it wasn't. In 2001, Evil Cal and I were bored and decided to call up Gateway Fred Meyer and try to get into the paging system again, just to see what would happen. The girl who was there answered the phone and told us that there was no way to transfer to extension 1800 anymore. We told her that way back in 1994, we used to get on it all the time and asked her if she was working back then. She said no, but she had heard about the incident. She seemed pretty amused that we were talking to her about it. We transferred to security and asked him about the 1994 broadcast. He knew exactly what we were talking about, but he wasn't amused at all. I can't remember exactly what he said to us, but I just remember him having this sense of humor. It's good to know that we're remembered all these years later.
I used to be able to dial 1800, but now I can't. I tried my garden, but they said, sir, Yes, sir. No, sir. We can't do that anymore.
We can't do that anymore.
The system doesn't allow us to do it anymore.
The system doesn't allow us to do it anymore.
I'll try, but I don't think it's going to do anything.
Thanks for listening, folks. I hope you enjoyed hearing it as much as I did reading it aloud to you. Don't forget to go over to phonelosers.com and check out the website. Until then, bye-bye.